Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Now it is morning, I suppose. That would be Tuesday, May 29th, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you, and especially those joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215, those joining us online at republicbroadcasting.org, and AM and FM stations across the country, across the world. Welcome to all of you. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you'll see a link to our guest, his website tonight, and amazing stuff. The website is www.privacycrisis.com, amazing source of information, and certainly a great example of what you're going to find in the fantastic book by our special guest tonight, Grant Hall. Let me give out our phone number first before we welcome him to the program. It is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And, of course, the book, Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living. Grant Hall, welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, thank you.
Hey, thanks for being here, my friend.
Yes, it's good to be back, and as you know, this is my very favorite time of each week.
Yes, absolutely, even on a holiday like today, Memorial Day, of course.
It's
still a good time to talk about these things, because honestly, my friend, I've been covering some stories here that I think are very, very relevant to what you talk about. But Memorial Day as well is relevant to what you talk about because, you know, we had President Bush was out there giving a speech and laying down a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns there in Arlington and of course, talking about our freedoms and whatnot. And that's exactly the point, I think, of your book, Privacy Crisis, is allowing us to understand what our rights are in terms of being able to sort of live anonymously. It is not required in most cases to divulge incredible amounts of personal information. It is simply a choice most people make without realizing they have a choice, simply because they don't know the techniques and the secrets that you have contained in this book.
Yes, and I think the book is about taking back your freedom, and especially taking back your freedom when it comes to empowering yourself to get what you need in the world and still follow all the laws of the land. I think Americans have obviously historically been free people, and as you've pointed out and we've spoke about in the past, we seem to be giving up so many of our freedoms decade to decade, and it's just amazing how pacified so many Americans are. They don't seem to know the difference, and I guess I encourage everybody to become educated and really know what is available to them.
Absolutely, and folks, your education is simply one book away. Because, again, as we've talked about many, many, many times, the powers that be are utilizing these techniques right now as we speak, which is why whenever a politician or whatnot might come around, of course, election time rolls around, the media starts digging deep on these people. And who has something to hide more so than a politician, somebody who's in the public eye, celebrities, same thing. They have a vested interest in not allowing the media to dig too deeply and come up with too much personal information. Well, folks, while we may look at that situation and say, well, that doesn't apply to me, I'm not a celebrity, I'm not running for office, it does apply to you because there are still people out there seeking to disrupt your personal privacy. You look at the situation, and Grant, I know you remember this, there was a guy who had just gone to the library and had stolen the identities of a number of people, like hundreds and hundreds of them, but then like he messed with Oprah or something, and then now he's in jail. Why? Well, because Oprah has the resources. But for people like, you know, average everyday Joes like me and you, and all of the listeners out there presumably as well, we don't have those kind of resources, and the money being taken from us is not comparable to an Oprah, but then again, we don't have the vengeance of an Oprah either because we don't have the resources. So you see this sort of cyclical problem. Stay with us, folks. We're back in three.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight is the author of the book Privacy Crisis, the website privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. So I was just kind of ranting and raving there about, you know, identity theft and whatnot. I mean, obviously, when you go after a celebrity or something like that, they have resources available to them for a recompense that most people do not. It's very, very important that we focus on these things. Now, the other thing I wanted to bring up, Grant, is we talked about the Department of Homeland Security. Interesting stuff. They have gone after, quote-unquote, terrorism in regards to immigration 0.01% of the time in the last 3 years out of 800,000 plus cases of people being charged with immigration courts. That by the DHS, only 12 have even had some sort of suspicion of terrorism, indicating that the Department of Homeland Security is more interested perhaps in domestic groups. Well, then you've got the Alabama Department of Homeland Security, which is specifically mentions that these people could be terrorists, gay rights groups, anti-war groups, environmental groups, animal rights advocates, and abortion opponents. So what you've got there is, I think, an idea that the Department of Homeland Security is more internally focused on domestic terrorists. Now, we've talked about this before. Walmart has employed CIA and FBI officials, ex-officials, in order to infiltrate and gather intel on groups who are going to be protesting Walmart events. Now, that's just bizarre to me. But it seems like the entire focus is on the American people. As a result of that, we have more incentive now than ever before, regardless of what your financial situation is or how, you know, private you think you need to be. Because quite simply, we are all under scrutiny. They're tapping phone lines, as we mentioned in the commercial, doing everything else. They know what you read, what you subscribe to, websites you visit, things on your computer, any number of things. We all have a reason to be privacy oriented, do we not?
I believe so. And if you're not careful, all of those things that we do, the computer, the telephone, your reading material and everything else will be monitored. The book points out some pretty easy solutions to most of that, however. And I'd like to also point out that everybody's needs are different. And when people begin the process of making their life more private, they start with the very basics. And that's what we need to really emphasize, because the basics are also the most important, mainly your home, your communication system, and your automobile.
I agree with that. I think it's very, very important. And another thing, too, that you do with this book that I think is probably underreported in terms of things we've discussed on the show is that you actually guide people through some other techniques that other sort of privacy experts are endorsing and suggesting. And one of those things that you advocate people not do is use this sort of false identity bank account thing.
Right. The book points out that there are a number of different options to have anonymous banking. And while people may have found a good use for a debit card in an alternate name when they are offered legitimately, mm-hmm. that's altogether different
yes.
Than having a bank account and, say, investment accounts and so on in an alternate or a fake name. And the reason it's so important to talk about this is because so many international-oriented privacy advocates in particular have explained to the various readers through website advertisements and also through books that the way to anonymity is through picking up a passport in a fake name or something else and then trotting overseas and giving it to a Bohemian banker or a Swiss banker or somebody in Central America or something and basically concealing your funds or your assets through a fake use of another name. The reason this is not a good idea, whether it's international or in the U.S., is because banks are continuously audited, and they change the rules after the game has already began. And it's not uncommon, by the way, to have a discovery occur, whereas an account holder where they begin to question his identity after the account's been open for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And then it puts the person really on the hot seat because he's stuck with, well, how in the world am I going to account for this fake application that I swore, mm-hmm. true and correct, years ago? And so it's not a good idea. Just let's leave it at that. And you want to be on the up and up when you deal with U.S. bankers and also brokerage houses as well as foreign bankers or investment houses if you have occasion to do that, which there may be some people that do if they're living internationally part-time.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think the main thing here is that people would look at all this and say, okay, Grant Hall, author of Privacy Crisis, what is the most important area that somebody should maybe start focusing on?
I believe it has to be the home because this is where your base is, and not only are you residing there and you can be tracked there through a variety of means, but you're also going to be in the various databases, for example, probably in a credit bureau or two and some registration records if you're a homeowner that are county records and a variety of other base databases that might have your address. So let's start with the home, and depending on what your needs are, you may want to utilize some different ways to conceal where you actually do live. And there's a variety of options here as well, as I point out in the book. So one must realize that your home is the most difficult to make private, but yet it's also the most important aspect of your entire privacy program.
And that makes sense on a great many levels, because obviously people view their home as a place they feel safest. So obviously it's the place you'd want to make the most secure at first. Now obviously there's a great many different things that you can utilize in this regard. One of those things which I'd like to ask you about is, I guess you could say, storage areas, like off-site storage, rental units and things like that. Do you think people should be keeping all of their safe stuff in their house or in banks? Things like maybe, maybe valuable coins, things that are worth a lot of money. Should they be keeping that in a bank vault? Should they be keeping that in a storage area? Should they be keeping it in their house?
I think it's prudent to have an off-site storage facility of some kind, depending on what your particular needs may be. In regard to the valuables that you mentioned, perhaps a vault is most appropriate for the really valuable possessions. But in addition to that, today most of us are using computers, and so we have hard drives backed up. We have various files that we accumulate over time, documents, and in addition to that, we probably have a good number of articles or possessions that we don't want anybody to know about, and we don't want to be subjected to theft. And also a new problem in the last, particularly the last 10 years, is that so many homes are subjected to police raids for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And search warrants are given by judges that have no business signing on the dotted line. There's a whole lot of abuse out there. And for this reason, I advocate the use of an off-site storage facility for those that need it and for those who really want their most private documents and possessions off-site away from their home, so that they all always have that area segregated from their living quarters.
Yes, absolutely. And presumably it would be the same thing that we've discussed, such as setting up a trust and having, you know, a business rent sort of your facility for you, if that's what you choose to do.
Well, those facilities can be easily held in another entity with the individual that's actually in control of it. Beneath that title of the holder, but who has the only access to the facility. For example, an LLC might be the holder of the property as mm-hmm. rental, as occupying the rental property. Mm-hmm. But beneath that would just be the person who's entitled to access the storage bin, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in control, but it's not held under his name, but the LLC's name, and so nobody is to the wiser in the event that searches are made on the premises based on the roster of account holders in mm-hmm. the facility. It's very handy to do it that way.
It
keeps things private, and also it's not a problem in terms of claiming your property when you need to. You want to be careful about this.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like absolutely. There are a lot of different ways, and really that's the benefit of the book, is that for as little as you'd like to be involved in this or as deeply as you'd like to be immersed in this, the book Privacy Crisis has it all, folks, by author Grant Hall, our guest this hour here on Frankly Speaking Radio. We have a quick commercial break to take care of Grant. We're back in 3 minutes, my friends, with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and our special guest this evening is the author of the book, Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living by Grant Hall, our guest tonight. Grant, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we're talking about all this sort of security-mindedness and whatnot, and you have some tips in here how to open a safety deposit box without a name or social security number?
There's a company that uses iris recognition to recognize their box holders. And that's located out in Nevada. And that's one resource that I mentioned in the book. There's some other ways to hold your hard assets or paperwork in safe deposit box. I'm glad that you mentioned that because I'm always doing research. And while I've got my base covered on that front, I happened to walk into a bank the last week and inquired about doing this very thing. And everybody's needs are different, but my needs are as follows. I have a, I'm one of the partners of a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained that I wanted to hold the safe deposit box in the name of the partnership, and I would be the signer, and I also have, would be the only person that has access to the box. And the structure is a little bit different than they've ever heard of. And I outlined some of these things in the book. Mm-hmm. But anyway, let me just brief you on what happened. Of course, I started with one of the people that are at the desk, and those folks used to be able to do everything you needed. Well, in 5 minutes, she was confused, and she brought in the manager. And this was on a Thursday last week, and the manager didn't know what to do, and she pulled up some things on the computer to check a couple of things out that I told her out, and one of them being registration of the company and so forth. And she didn't know what to do because I did outline my requirements. I told her that I would give her my identification, of course. I'd furnish her the paperwork documents that she needed, but I would not provide my personal Social Security number. And so she didn't know, but she would have to call somebody else. And so we're talking about three people here in 20 minutes that couldn't make a decision that anybody should be able to make as a manager. But anyway, I was told that somebody would call me back, and they did call me back on Thursday evening, however, but she wasn't going to be in until the following Tuesday. So I took the card and I shredded it, and I said, that's the end of it. You know, you got to make a decision with me and very, very quickly, something so routine. And I just, I'm very careful who I do business with, and banks
sure
need to know that when guys walk in that have time constraints and when they have their own needs that need to be met, then it, three different people don't have to make a decision about how to open a safe deposit box. But I bring this story out because we've come totally full circle, because I can remember many years ago when I could ask one person at a bank, and that was the end, that the buck stopped there. It's the same way when you rent property. Many of us are just conditioned to give the landlord whatever they want. I don't do that. I've rented apartments, and I've rented houses, and I've bought houses, and I've done quite a lot over a period of years, and I have requirements, and I think people should establish some requirements that enable them to keep their privacy, because you don't have to do business with anybody unless you want to. And I won't do business with this bank because they don't meet my requirements, and I won't do business with anybody in the terms of renting home property or business property unless they do things that is satisfactory to myself, and also, of course, they need to be sure that they're going to get their money and so forth. But I won't give them government ID, for example. I might give them some kind of some sort of identification, but I won't let them file it. And I'll certainly sign a contract, and I'll certainly do whatever is required to make it equitable on both ends. But I don't get into providing credit reports, and I encourage other people not to as well. And I don't give people, checking account numbers and these kinds of things just to rent a place to live. And I think many people in America are deceived into believing that you've got to let everybody know your business in order to just have a place to sleep. And that's entirely wrong. You give up your privacy entirely when you do that. And the book points out many, many options where you don't have to be in any databases. You can keep your privacy at home and still live a fine lifestyle.
I think that's such an important point that you bring up there, my friend, because, again, people need to understand that this is a process that does require a little bit of work, and you don't have to simply go into a place and say, listen, I demand that you set me up in this fashion because this book says I can do it, and you go in there really throwing your weight around. They might just chase you out of there. But obviously, even somebody like yourself, who's very, very well aware of the process, might have to shop around a little bit. So, it's important for people not to give up. It's also important to understand what you just said there at the end about your name and information being in databases, because this is something that you can't necessarily go back and erase yourself from the past, but you can start anew anytime. Stay with us, folks. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. This hour is being brought to you courtesy of our good friend Grant Hall on the website privacycrisis.com. Of course, book of the same name, available there at the website privacycrisis.com, the ebook, as well as the hardcover version. Now, it's only available in hardcover. You could try to look for a used copy there on Amazon, but they go very, very, very quickly. You can also call this particular Borders bookstore. They do have it in stock, 702-433-6222. You can learn all the tried, true, and proven and legal techniques right here in the U.S. of A. In which you can live anonymously. And a lot of people talk about living sort of anonymously and under the radar. Grant Hall, our guest tonight. And you certainly have all the techniques right here in this book. Again, for as much or as little as somebody is willing to commit to this, they have all the information available to them in this book.
Right, and I think everybody that is interested in privacy will want to take a close look at the chapters on the home. And as I was explaining earlier, this is really not so difficult, but one needs to take a different attitude than perhaps the majority of people to believe that they must take, and that is that you can still operate independently and you can still negotiate for what you need. You don't have to just do things according to what some corporation dictates in terms of their rental properties. You have the freedom and you have the skills and the power to negotiate your own privacy program, and it's very important that you do that, especially in the home. One person that has written on the subject of privacy, I have to emphasize this point, because I mean, people that aren't really experienced but sort of write about the subject come up with all sorts of silly ideas. And if you've ever been out there and really, really lived the lifestyle, then you can see through so many things that are written. And I'll point this one out. He says, well, you should just arbitrarily pay in advance a year worth of rent in exchange for not having your credit bureau access, and everything will be fine and rosy. Well, to begin with, who carries around a year's worth of rent in their back pocket to give somebody in the first place? And
yeah.
Secondly, why would you want to do that anyway? It's not even prudent.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to negotiate and deal with a businessman that respects you as a businessman or a lady and get what you need and still satisfy their requirements as well as your own?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't recommend that you pay any outlandish or large security deposits at all. I've actually done all of these things I write about in the book, and I can tell you right experiences I've had that it's just not necessary. You do need to know what you're doing, and you need to practice, and you need to shop in the right areas and go in with the right plan. And there's examples in the book of people that have done these things, and it's just really not something that the average person is going to have a lot of trouble doing once they learn the process.
Well, absolutely, and it's such an important point because quite simply, there are a lot of people out there who are writing about privacy things, and I really have no doubt, Grant, that either A, they're not that interested in perhaps giving people correct information, maybe keeping a little bit for themselves, maybe making sure that everybody's a little bit more private, but certainly not anonymous, which is what you're really striving for, and how to disappear for people from, these databases and these data mining opportunities that seem to be so prevalent in this day and age. And it's important to correct the information that's out there. So, folks, even if you say, well, I've got a good privacy book, you need to have this one and compare the two, because quite simply, you're going to learn that maybe some of the things that have been out there for years or some of the things that other people have suggested and endorsed are maybe not necessarily the greatest to simply put your sole focus into.
Not only that, but there's some that are just plain dangerous to practice. That is, one guy, I won't be too hard on him, I think he's passed on now, but he had a real popular book, a bestseller, which, by the way, Privacy Crisis has passed this one in terms of the online.
Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Well
but,
done.
The finding an identity from somebody that has, passed on at an early age to try to become them and all this, those are outdated, and they were never good ideas in the first place, because number one, you're breaking the law if you go present something to another government agency and try to get a fake driver's license and become somebody else. Those are all bad ideas. It's not necessary for privacy, and you're putting yourself in the criminal status right off the bat, and that's what you do not want to do. You want to remain a law-abiding person and still be assertive enough and knowledgeable enough so that you don't have to resort to criminal tactics. It's
yes.
just not necessary.
Well, especially with all of this talk about immigration and whatnot, I mean, obviously this the very concept of what someone would be doing is in essence exactly what some of these illegals would be doing, which is, again, trying to acquire a fraudulent social security number and a fraudulent identity. Obviously, they're going to be cracking down on that. If they're not already, they certainly will be more so in the very near future. So this is a perfect reason, especially for those people who would seek to, point fingers and say, shame on you, illegal, because you're breaking the law. But at the same time, they might be doing the same thing, not realizing that there are perfectly legal opportunities awaiting them if they just have the information available, and they do now.
Right, and By the way, I've read a couple of different articles that point to the illegal alien Mexicans in particular are leading the charge in identity theft crimes. I've got a New York Times article at home that gives a really large story. I'll have to email that to you. But there's a whole lot of abuse going on in that arena. And my own theory is that the government just is using that kind of fuel to burn up the rights of the real citizens, is my theory.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. It's just an excuse. And obviously, you know, it looks like they're going to try to push through this virtual amnesty to a great extent. But at the same time, you know, that's still going to cause a lot more scrutiny. In fact, you probably saw the story that indicated in order to facilitate this immigration plan, which obviously will have some variance from what they want versus what they get. But at the same time, this immigration plan calls for the employment verification of pretty much everybody under the sun, you know, because you can't just say, well, this person, they have darker skin, they only speak Spanish, but I can't assume that they're simply an illegal alien. So I need to, of course, check everybody in these employment databases, and they will, you know, be striving for that. I'm sure you've seen it. So what that means is that if you are already employed somewhere, they will have to enter you into the database. You will have to sign off on that and that sort of thing and allow yourself to be, of course, scrutinized by your current employer. And then, of course, if you lose your job or you go and you seek employment elsewhere, you'll have to be subjected to that same database. And obviously, what they're looking at, what they're talking about, Grant, is probably the most comprehensive database of all time. Because this would trump the driver's license database, this would trump the Social Security database, this would trump the anti-terror list database that they have, the no-fly list, all that stuff would be consolidated into one gigantic list by which, of course, Google is saying, hey, we happily sign on to this. And Google, for that matter, has already come right out and stated that their future agenda for Google is to attain so much personal information on you that they can actually have an interactive Google that sort of talks with you and suggests how to spend your time and suggests maybe a certain job that might be better for you than the job you have. So, I mean, this is an amazing amount of information. Now, when you factor that in and you factor in some information I have, which is, again, from the Department of Homeland Security. Well, actually, it's from Walmart, but it's about the DHS and it's about the Patriot Act. And it actually tells the employees at Walmart, and of course it's stamped confidential and whatnot, but I happen to have a copy. And it says, acquire as much information as you can about somebody when they want to do some sort of financial transaction. They want to wire money or they want to do something like that. Get their, you know, who is their employer is, their home phone number, their work phone number, their social security number, get a Xerox of their driver's license and so on and so forth. So when you think of all this stuff, absolutely without a doubt, what you're talking about is coming to pass, and certainly through the method of the illegal immigration issue, it is going to happen.
Right, and I've gone from shock to anger to sadness over a great amount of this, what we're speaking about. And one doesn't immediately see the link from illegal aliens to your privacy and mine, but here's where the link lies. Remember that the illegal aliens become your entry-level workforce, and they in turn become the middle-level management. And remember that they are from the third world, and they're used to being dictated to. So when you have people in your workforce that have not the esteem or the culture that is similar to those that they are servicing, then you have a definite conflict. And not only that, but they will bring with them their third world attitudes and ideas about it being okay to be dictated to, and in turn, it ruins your ability to accomplish your privacy goals because they're just basically being dictated to by somebody else that wants to steal your privacy rights and your freedoms.
Yeah, that's such an important point, Grant. I think you're right on with that, because if you take anywhere from 12 to 25 million people and you say, hey, listen, you've been treated like crap as an illegal, you will continue to be treated like crap, but not to such an extent. You won't be taken advantage of necessarily, but you have to agree to, of course, basically virtual slavery, and they will. So when you take that and you say, here's a huge chunk of society who's on board with this whole thing, it's going to be hard. It's going to be, people are going to be hard pressed to fight this, because in essence, if you get, again, 12 to 25 million people and they're demanding this, I mean, they're asking for it. So the politicians see that as a huge voting block, and they're going to start catering to them. And most of America is going to say, what just happened? Because they're not going to, you know, follow along. We follow it here at the show and certainly on the network. But to the great extent of the American people, they're going to be clueless about the whole thing until it finally happens. And then one day their employer is going to say, hey, look, you got to fill all this out for the big employment database or else you won't have a job. It's time for people to start thinking a little bit differently.
In terms of the numbers, to begin with, I am not a betting man, but I would bet if I were that there's 25 million in California. And I will also bet that there are 60 million in the United States today. What it's doing to the country is basically, I spend time in the Southwest and I spend time on the East Coast and overseas as well. Basically, when I go to Costco, Walmart, Home Depot, just when I go to any department store, I hear just as much Spanish as I do English. And I have seen our culture and our country, our services, go so far below what first world status is that I have trouble even believing that I'm in the same country. This is absolutely imperative that people understand this, because I'm a government that is dictating to you has no respect for your privacy.
Right.
And in terms of the work database that you mentioned, we have a way around that, even no matter what database they give, because it's always going to be legal for you to be under the employ of another entity and have that entity be your front entity to get the employment. And you don't have to be self-employed to do that. Back to other folks that have written on the subject, their answer to it is, well, self-employment, well, only one in five businesses that begin make a profit in 5 years, so that's not a viable option for most people. So the idea is to have a front entity, or front wouldn't be a man, it'd be an entity, to provide the tax ID number and provide the name so that anybody can be hidden beneath the database that houses their employment records. So you don't have to be scrutinized and you don't have to be known by government agencies or people who have no business knowing where you work.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. Well, you know, and that's another perfect reason for people to really start looking at this. Because, again, whether you want it to or not, the driver's license issue, the Real ID Act, the national security involvement in a driver's license, some sort of standardized national ID card, all that is coming to pass. When you toss in the immigration thing as well, you see, again, a willing population saying, please make a slave out of me. As long as I'm a U.S. slave, it's better than what I had, which it probably is better than what you have. But that doesn't mean that we can allow a great portion, millions and millions and millions of people, to lead us down this road, because that's exactly what the federal government wants. Whether it's, again, the Republicans saying it's because of terrorists, or you've got, again, the Democrats saying it's because of global warming, the government wants us under surveillance all the time. They want to know what we do, where we do it, and how we do it. One of the things we talked about, Grant, with the RFIDs, one of our guests had said that they're trying to push water metering. Now, we've heard about this years and years ago, that they're trying to pursue putting in water meters on your own private wells to be able to monitor how much water you're using. Well, you know, it didn't fly. But in the interest of global warming and conservation of water and a lot of the drought-stricken states, it's certainly going to have more of a push behind it. Well, he also said that those things actually will contain RFID readers. So, you know, I think there's, you know, certainly reason to be cautious about these things. Everybody wants us in a database. Everybody wants us under surveillance, our own government. So that should give people more incentive than ever before to fight against this and to find a way to fight against it without fighting, without killing, without, you know, bloodshed. Everybody's talking about a revolution. Have a revolution of privacy. And then what are you going to have? A bunch of amazingly informed, anonymous individuals who are only as involved as they want to be, not because they peruse a website or because they read a book or because they subscribe to a magazine. This is vital stuff, folks. It couldn't be more important to your own personal level of privacy, and it is vital that you go and you check this out. As I've said, I cannot tell you how important this book is. I will say it's that important, but you'll have to see it for yourself. You can go to the website, privacycrisis.com, read about it, consider making that purchase, because, like I said, this book could change everything for you for the better. Grant, let me ask you to hang on for a second, buddy, and we'll be right back to wrap up the hour here, folks, in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
From you, for you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here with us tonight. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of the fastest 4 hours here, hour number two. And Grant Hall, our sponsor, our advertiser, our friend, and our expert on privacy, author of the book Privacy Crisis. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, what we've, I think, highlighted here is a great many reasons why people need to they need to secure their privacy right now, because things are changing quicker than ever before. And again, Grant, you can't really go into databases and erase all of your history, all of your activity, all the places you've lived, all the places that you've rented property, all of the places where you registered your car and whatnot. But you can take a minute or two to read through some of these things and then begin all over again, to start brand new. And make sure you are anonymous as humanly possible while it's still, you know, a freedom that we enjoy here on this Memorial Day. Contextualize it further for us, if you would.
Well, certainly. The credit bureaus, the big three, are one source of information for people that want to look you up and sometimes bother you. So with a little work, a few phone calls, you have to be on hold a while because they don't feel like they have to answer their telephones like you and I do, at least.
Right.
I limit that. But you have to fill out a form and you have to prove your identity, simple means, actually. And once you've done that and pay a nominal fee, you can have your credit bureau files locked up so that nobody can get in there and take a look at where you've lived, mm-hmm. what you've done, and who your bank is, and this and that, and who your creditors are. So that's a huge advantage.
Yeah,
the rest of it, you can, like you say, you can sort of just start fresh and begin anew and practice principles that are not going to give away, particularly your home location, because that's the starting point. You need to know how to handle your utilities and these sort of things to keep your life at home anonymous.
It's a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful resource that you've created here for us, Grant. And I got to say this, my friend, I applaud you so much for your courage to come out here and do so much and put yourself on the line and your own privacy in jeopardy by putting this book out. I just think it's phenomenal. I'm blown away by how much you care about everybody else and how much you care about freedom on a personal level, and certainly freedom for others as well, to enjoy the same degrees of privacy that you yourself enjoy, that you yourself advise people on. And I cannot thank you enough for all that you've done for us, not just here on the show, but just in even putting the book out there. I just think it's an amazing resource for people.
Oh, I'm glad to do it. I spent a lot of years practicing the lifestyle in both my business and my personal life, and I'm glad to do it.
Well, we're very blessed to have you out there. We're very blessed to have you here with us tonight, and blessed to have this book available to us right now. It's called, of course, Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan, and Guide to Anonymous Living. The website, www.privacycrisis.com. That's accessible, of course, very conveniently through our website at republicbroadcasting.org. You can also give Borders Bookstore a call at 702-433-6222. They do have it in stock, and they will happily send it on to you if you make that purchase. You can also look for it used on Amazon.com, or just go to your local bookstore and ask them to order it for you. It's certainly something that everybody should have, I think, in this day and age, and certainly with all of the issues out there, Grant, that involve surveillance, that involve databases, that involve scrutinizing everything that we do, that involve illegal immigration. The world is changing quickly, my friend, and with your techniques, we can change ahead of it and stay safe, stay secure, and stay private. And God bless you, my friend, for all that you do. And thank you for your time tonight. I look forward to our conversation next week.
Okay, I'll be here. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Have a good one. Folks, that's going to do it here for hour number two. Stay with us. We're back in 90 seconds with hour number three.